WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Gonna have to stop you. please me while we're on this floor. Yeah, you're picking it round and round. I love the way you put it down. Taking me dream more.
Don't stop. Come on.
You wait next time. You and me behind closed doors. Oh, you're about to be the main queen. Take this cup out of things. Girl, just come with me. Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and do the same thing.
Where you wanna go? Hey, you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio, Brunch with Javon and Therese. What it do with you, Rezzy Poo?
What it do? Happy Saturday. Ooh, look at
Black History thingy today, because birthdays this week are just phenomenal. As you know, Black women are just the backbone of the whole entire country. And there's some fierce Aryan sisters, not Aryan, but Aries sisters. How you doing, Mr. J? But since Pop brought it up, let's bring it out. Stephanie Miller, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, and Diana Ross, and tomorrow is my birthday. So yeah, I had it all kind of pulled, but you know, there goes the boss right there. Happy birthday. I love this photo of her.
Same for us.
Is ultimately the boss, and happy heavenly birthday. I saw this. I don't know who did this drawing, this painting. It's beautiful, I think. So I wanted to share that. And yeah, it's always Chaka Khan for me. I can't help it. Look at her. She's just beautiful. Lovely. And I don't know why, but my picture of Diva, Stephanie Mills, is requiring some extra. Like, I just can't put it up for y'all. I gotta do something extra in order to show y'all. So I will do it. They say, let's just do that. Can y'all see that? Y'all know what Stephanie looks like. Before the show is over, I will post a picture of Ultimate Diva Stephanie Mills. Which, if you have not seen Stephanie Mills in person, you have to go to a concert and see her. Actually, all of these amazing, amazing women. Except, obviously, Aretha Franklin, who's no longer with us, and don't know if Miss Ross has been performing these days. I don't believe so. But if you've not had an opportunity to see her, well, it's always a good idea to go to youth show that must be.
Oh, yeah.
In the ring.
That's a legendary. I was there on crutches.
Tell us about the day, Rez.
Oh, well, I remember two big significant things. One, that I was going, and two days before the concert, I had a very, very, very bad sprain that I thought was actually broken, but it wasn't. It was very deep. Fracture, I guess we call it. I don't know. It's not like break where they put it in a boot that's, you know, immobilizing. But she was in Central Park. It was a free concert in New York. And everybody, anybody under the sun, made their way to the Great Lawn this particular day. But fortunately, she was for a string of days, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the days, it stormed. And I mean, came down Hail Mary. Crazy. Sometime. And she continued the show with the garments and her wardrobe waving in the wind. And there are so many significant videos and pictures from that time. Like, she didn't know. She didn't. She said, if you stay, I stay, basically. So we were out there. Some of us ran for cover. Other of us that lived in Alabama. So stayed in the rain, just watched her perform. And she did, with hair whipping back and water coming down. It was just true, true diva status. So if you've never seen Diana Ross, make it like life's work. Before, just make it your life work. So, yeah, I was out there on crutches and soaked all the way through and just, you know, watched the whole show and then cheered when she just stayed on. Now, that's a claim that is a major, major hazard. You know, as we know that were with Ross this particular day, with us, and just all came together, versus what happened at Wynn Park in Brooklyn with Curtis Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is a major. And it's since changed. If it looks remotely like a climate where they will not have an outdoor concert to Curtis Field in Brooklyn. And you know, that was the perfect event. You know, they do events every Monday. You know, artists out in the summer. Well, she wasn't as lucky as Miss Ross. But,
and tell the details of what happened with the Mayfield.
Unfortunately, what happened was it was very windy. And he was struck by, I think it was light equipment that fell, paralyzed. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. You know, but the rig didn't hold, and some of it did fall, collapse. And Mr. Mayfield was struck by, I believe it was lighting equipment, you know. But it's hard to hear, you know, and then he was rendered paralyzed from the accident.
Yep. We'll hear about it from the rest for the rest of his life.
Yeah. It was very sad, very sad. You know, I used to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really, really, really interesting thing outdoors, you know, because you're not only dealing with, you know, safety cables and things like C-clamp safety cables, that sort of thing, but you also have to be concerned and aware of conditions, because that does impact your rig, you know? Hey, LaVon.
Hey, LaVon.
And for those who didn't make it, it was live on cable on Showtime both nights that time. Which was
Diana? Yeah, Diana Ross, yep. Oh, and by the way, here's the picture of Stephanie Mills. I downloaded this thing. I wasn't even thinking about it. But you know how people do these creative TikToks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody had done one, and I had to send it to Mo because they included her in it. It was dopeness. I thought it was dope. I thought it was cute, funny. So it was like this girl saying, me versus my mom. Mm-hmm. So she was listening to songs. I'll pull it up and see if I can share it. It's just really short and really cute. But what it is, she played her music and then came as her mother dancing to the original of the song. So her song was touching the young person. She's like, do you? She's like looking at her mother like, her mother comes out there in the white horse. Yeah. It was
right.
So it was just, whenever I see somebody, you know, do something with Mo like that, I have to share it with her. You know, especially when the youngins is, you know, liquid. You know? The original. I remember being in the days, and they would play that. Oh, my God. What?
So the crashing when it's perfectly EQ'd. Oh, my goodness.
OMG. No, it was just a different time. No mask. No mask. Unless you were robbing someone. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
So, we take a moment or two, and I see the phone lines are open, right?
Yes, they are.
4-7-9-6-5-3-9-4.
Oh, actually, somebody holding on. But what were you going to talk about?
I want to speak about
online. See what that person wants to say, and then if they're not, they don't want to talk about. When we come, we circle back to that. I didn't even realize somebody was waiting, so I don't know whether or not they want to say hello. 882 are the last digits of the number. What's the name of calling from? Okay, they're shy. You can just listen. If you decide that you want to speak, press 1 on your phone, and I will see that you are ready to join in the discussion. Okay, Rez, as you were saying.
I was here to talk about Justice Brown and the insane, and we will make this kind of stuff again. The insane line of questioning comes from so many crews and all the wrong people are questioning credentials.
Yeah.
When she combined, she has more experience than the justices combined. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the questions were just absolutely horrendous, disrespectful, pedestrian. But yet, you didn't question Kavanaugh.
And not only that, her poise under the disrespectful scrutiny. Kavanaugh, a grown-ass man, where there were credible witnesses who alleged that he molested and attempted to rape. sense, quite frankly.
Sure didn't.
Who was drunken frat kid? I like beer. Was slid in right before notorious RBG's. I mean, they slid. They would. I mean, come on.
They woke her up and said, "Get up, it's your time." And tossed her in,
and she's just trash. She's trash. And they didn't ask her what's the definition of a woman. What a CRT. What? First of all, none of that has anything to do with. Yeah, that it was. It's a real spot.
Wanted to see her LSAT scores. Like, you know what? This is relevant. How?
And he didn't do the same thing to nobody. You know, this you didn't allow. You couldn't even hear when Obama tried to put Garland in, which is where he belongs, because being an attorney general is just not working out for me. But anyway, when Obama put his name in the hat, they refused. Mitch McConnell said, we will not allow this sitting president, Obama, to put in a justice. Because people don't understand is that Supreme Court justice the most important roles in running this government. Between, it's the president, the Senate, Congress, and the Supreme Court, all equal. Everybody looks at the president, but the president is more like the figurehead. Thank you. Biden rightfully looks like her. He's moving like her. Like, very slowly. And his intentions, I believe, are good. I'm so glad that
how do you see intentions?
I see intentions of this nomination of Tom G. Brown, as he said he did. His cabinet. So he could put anybody. He could put anybody up for not to nominate as the Supreme Court Justice. He could have said next time. And the next one, because have another one. You know, people put shit off and say they're going to do something. Don't do it.
I have the means to look that stuff up covertly. Like that already. Teams
like you did that already.
Okay, teams hired to vet ducks, regular folks, let alone when they plan to give us to a major badge, so I request. Yeah. You're trying to say it's Matthews. But you know, it's very, very bizarre that whole entire thing. But shout out to Cory Booker.
Yes, Cory. Cory's the man. Cory had everybody crying.
Just talking straight, you know? But talking straight, but just getting to the point in an illustrious way. And taking it all the way down, I think he was very eloquent in his address. Unnecessary. No, what to do with that. Nothing. Stood up tongue.
No, and you know what? Tweeted something out today. Let me see if I can do it. I don't think it's too far. Wrinkly old sitters. Ben Sasse, obviously Republican, said Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has impeccable credentials, deep knowledge of law, and is an extraordinary person with extraordinary American history. But, he says, he is sadly unable to vote for her confirmation. Tweeted out, and maybe you all can help me with this. My question is, why would anyone who loves, quote unquote, loves this country, not vote for someone they believe is qualified? Why? I really need answers. Is this the core of racism? Or is it hope in democracy? Because really, between the Congress, ensure that the laws of the land are being followed. Supreme Court is the, that's, so if you believe this person understands the law, loves this country, is, has impeccable experience and knowledge, and person is a wonderful person. That's what we have. Clarence Thomas, who prior to him being sat down as the Supreme Court Justice, had a very credible allegation of attempted abuse, sex abuse. Anita Hill is standing her ground. She's still very credible. You have Kavanaugh, who clearly tried to molest that young girl when he was young, but still, stand up and say what you did. Yeah. But he actually sat there and cried during the hearing confirmation and couldn't take it. Man, the other one was pushed in. I mean, come on. I need an answer as to, number one, why, and it can't be because she's trying to be sat by Democrat versus Republican. What the fuck does that have to do with ensuring that the laws of the land? Sometimes I tell the Starbucks barista my name, Tootie Fruity. I can't always keep straight, though. So. For sharing that. Corey gave Judge Brown her flowers. Absolutely, Pop. He was in it. So one person may irritate them, too. To her, Hugh Brown, not for nothing. Given name, rub some pale males in power the wrong way to buy another Virgo, MJ, his surname, may also irritate them. Yeah, Katunji, that may be a problem. She has locks. That may be a problem. You know what? Who cares?
She has locks?
That's what they said. I mean, it looks like braids to me, but somebody and yes, all allegedly, this is all that actually came out. And again, you know, the opinions with that Pop. No, you put it out here. Yes. The views, information, or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR. Tonight, radio.
True. You're right. True.
The answer, Javon, is hashtag white supremacy at best. Exactly. I agree with that 100% because there is no other reason that they want to sit up there and pontificate and, you know, talk down to this brilliant woman.
What I love is her Judge Maylene Ephraim posted something very significant on her wall, on her with Instagram.
Judicial.
Yes, or judicial fortitude, and how she remained poised and heard both sides before speaking, and what that would, how we could benefit as a country from someone who did hear both sides under pressure, and it's going to get tougher than this, it's not getting tougher than having to qualify oneself now. So when you're hearing kinds of, you know what I found to be interesting? What kind of plays right into that? I have seen several multimedia shots of this. And the shots that I've seen taken by the press are very intense, what it looks like from the inside. You've got one woman behind a desk with a gazillion cameras. There was some aerial shot that I actually posted on social media. When I saw that, the magnitude of what's going on, we were behind a camera, television. But if you were in that actual room, I can only imagine. There's like a million one people around her.
Yeah. I mean, it takes strength and fortitude that not many of us have to sit there, especially as Black people. Okay, so I'm speaking of myself and the people that I've been around with, associated myself with mostly, right? So you can say some things to me if I'm in a professional setting and I'm supposed to take it, right? It's I'm supposed to be a bigger person and I'm supposed to take flack and blah, 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 right? So I can do this and listen for a little bit. But what they did was very close to your mama. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of feeling. Because after a while, your faith as Black women, we have these, say it again, you know, just we are so passionate. There was a meme also where they showed Clarence the blue face.
Oh,
somebody else given
Claire. Claire, wasn't Shaka on there too?
Wasn't Shaka.
I saw a video that has Shaka Khan, Dionne Warwick.
Our face. We use the thing we get to get what we want. And she was very good. She was very good. Let's not even talk about the other shit with Jenny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, to reverse the 20. Oh, Lord, that's a whole other thing, allegedly, where he needs to be kicked his behind off the court, off the bench, and members of the Republican Party, Congress, senators, as well as representatives of the House, and a Supreme Court justice or two. I'm telling you, two. Oh, there's a pain shooting up the back. Maybe put a chip in my head when last time I went to the doctor. I never know what they're doing to us. And it's like, okay, Javon, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, it's very stressful. It's very stressful for all of us, you know? And
now, I think that ultimately we are, you know, this feels it should compromise national security. Because I know if I was someone over like an enemy of America and I saw all this tomfoolery going on, I'd be like, oh, I'm not as pretty as they appear.
But,
oh, as bright as they appear. The representatives of America are not behaving in accordance to the liberty, justice, and fairness for all.
Oh, you know what? First of all, one to bring America without firing one shot. He would have America implode from within.
Mm.
Rush, if you're listening. Okay? So that was, first of all, that's first of all. Now, allegedly, I obviously have the first knowledge of this, Jews and blah, 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 this story. Nobody really thought that Trump actually became the president, and allegedly he was. Whole information thing that went through the tampering of elections, all that stuff in 2016 was hit side of Putin national. I mean, out in the open, causing the closest we've come to a civil war.
The thing, what was he hoping to gain? I just think he was so angry and spoiled and narcissistic and so many other things that he, if he couldn't run things he wanted, he was going to burn the entire house down.
Well,
you know, a lot of people like that self-sabotaging things. They can't get their way, or when they are suffering mental health issues that they won't address, you know.
Well, he's a narcissist.
Well, yeah, he's a few things.
Right.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being probably the most. What do you think will happen? He doesn't have, most narcissists don't have long-term thinking. They can't think past their nose. And the way they manipulate is by either default or direct spin.
To me, the answer to the question is really clear. Now, as I see things unfolding in the Ukraine, it just all makes more and more sense. And what bothers me, what troubles me, is that our government has done anything about it. As far as I'm concerned, as a black woman, or just as Javon, get that, allegedly, whatever. He would have to either move or be moved and put somebody in there. I would put a black woman there as the AG because shit be cleaned up. Okay? So, as to your question, what was his end goal? This is just my opinion. But when we spoke to Nathan, I was glad to hear that. Trump's first impeachment was about the Ukraine.
Yep.
The quid pro quo. Him withholding military aid. They knew from back then, that was 2017, that Putin had provided them with funding to provide them military assistance. Why do we do that? Why do we do that with certain countries? And do that with certain countries because of democracy, to spread democracy. So that,
allegedly, to
keep more countries in alliance with democracy instead of dictatorship, but they wanted to move away from Russia and become a democracy. So as the most powerful democratic country, we wanted to aid that, give them military aid. We already signed checks and everything. This fool says, well, if you get me something on Hunter Biden, then I'll give you checks. If not, I'll... Sorry, I'm not muted. First of all, it wasn't check give or not give.
You know, I was just getting ready.
And that's why he impeached. If you do what I'm asking you to do, find some dirt on the Bidens, I'll give you a check. But that's illegal. So that's why he's impeached. He should have been removed, but the Republicans who was in the majority refused to remove them. You need 3, 6, whatever. We need a bigger majority than we had. And the Republicans were in the majority. You need more than 50-50 anyway, but they had more than 50%, right? So there was no way the Democrats would have done it. Yeah, he did it, but so. However, the House of Representatives did impeach him. So the impeachment is like you go to grand jury and they indict you. They say there's enough here for trial, right? They took him to trial. They said he's indicted, impeached. There's enough evidence. Send it to the jury, right? The trial jury is the same. We don't want a trial. That was what the Republicans were saying back then, if you recall. No, we don't want a trial. We don't want a trial. And the Democrats was like, no, we need to have a trial. And then all the Democrats said, yes, there's enough. And the Republicans said, we're not impeached. We'll let the election. No, we're not going to remove him. And that's what happened with Ukraine. The way he navigated, he wanted to get out of NATO. All of the democratic countries that were in alliance together, he moved away from them. He shunned all of our quote unquote allies, all the people that fought with us. He left all of that, people that had sacrificed actually to fight with America, small countries. He let them be overtaken. Nope, I'm helping. Nope. Made us like, it's almost like you say step off.
I know people tend to want to respect the alliances side of things, because when he did do that, I'm every man for himself type vibe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time in history that has ever been done.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So want to move away from things that were like, no, that's often the issue folks like him have. They have their presence confused with the main event. And the idea, understanding that you are not running your office, you are running a country of people and systems in place. They just arrive here.
And he didn't care.
Because he never actually had, what's interesting about him that I found is true for most narcissists and other types of individuals that are dual diagnosed. Never hear them take responsibility for the part they played in anything. Like, things are just happening, they're the ones. Never once saying, this is what I said, this is what I did. You only show, that saying, you only show people's reaction, but you show what it was that got them to react. And I think I'm really grateful for the large majority of American people who understand.
I'm sorry.
A lot of the Thomas out there, and when I say us, I'm loosely connected. There's a ton of folks out there that only need one opinion and run with it.
Yeah.
And that's the constituents. People that only hear one thing and they run without knowing the history, without knowing the situation, without hearing the other side of things. Those are the people.
And excuses to the other side. Let me tell you something. I saw something on TikTok, and I see that the caller with the hand, I'm going to get to you in a minute, okay? So just hang in there, 4061. Just hold up. Hang in there. He's saying how this guy's the greatest president ever, blah, blah, blah. You can break down things one by one by one, and they have an excuse for everything. Like, he was just kidding when he said that. Oh, he didn't mean that. Matter of fact, they were like, he made January human sex trafficking month. No, he didn't. It was human sex trafficking month before he ever became president. How do I know? I have a foundation. Okay, so don't start.
Right.
He didn't create that. And also, if you want to say he was anti-sex trafficking, why was he hanging out so often with Jeffrey Epstein, right? The biggest sex trafficker of them all. What did they respond to me with that? So he turned state's evidence for persecution. Let me tell you something. Just because somebody, first of all,
conviction.
Because somebody's a rat. You know how many rats came out of the mob? You know what I'm saying? You know how many rats there are in New York City? New York City's full of rats. And guess what? I'm not going to go hang out with dealers or mass murderers because I want to be able to turn over evidence. I'm hanging out with them because I want to sling too, okay? I'm hanging out with them because I want some of what they're doing. That's what people hang out with allegedly.
Alleged is his island is for sale. You know?
I didn't know that.
The island that Jeff Epstein lived on is for sale.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Probably too much energy around space for me.
And for your first question, I think the end game for Trump was getting in bed with Mr. Putin, the two of them conquering the world together. I really think.
Oh, how about a limited term?
Because he did not believe in the limited term. And quite frankly, if the voting so that Democrats can't vote and that certain people can't vote, how in his mind, you have to remember, this is a narcissist. And not only that, he's a narcissist that has a whole tribe of people, a large amount of people in Congress who are backing him up. These laws are very vulnerable. They're fragile. And there are too many Americans that are not seeing the whole picture. That are only saying, oh, he's the president. You know, something against him? He will go to jail. He wants to be Putin. That's it. Do you see Putin killing his own people? These are his own people. I don't care about black and white. And sorry, I'm ran here for a second. I speak. Come in and 4061, we're going to get to you. But they get into the minds of people, right? And I'm sorry, but this is the truth. There's a book, Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Everybody who disagrees with me, pick it up. Only to the poor educated disagree with me. A dictionary sits next to you when you read Pedagogy of the Oppressed. There's some really big words that I don't use regularly in there. I'm not trying to be demeaning, but I'm trying to help you out so that you understand everything that is in that book. And what it talks about, this is a really short version of it, is that people are educated, the poor are educated because the rich needs them. And especially in our system of voting, which is realized that all of our interests are the same. So they're educated to be racist.
I don't know. Our interests are the same. What do you mean?
In terms of infrastructure, in terms of schools, in terms of aid to the poor, social security, Medicare and Medicaid for all, you know, all of those social things that we need, better schools, better hospitals,
don't feel we need.
But they convince the poor whites to vote with them. Most poor whites are Republicans. Why? They've been educated in a particular way, and it trickles down. The only thing that trickles down, not that people don't pay taxes, these rich people don't pay taxes, money don't trickle down. I'll be rich by now. Generations, you've been tricked. You've been taught. Leaving stuff. And I lost 0-1. Sorry. But I guess they didn't like what I said. And they also believe that you read the book. 0-1 is back. We take what you want to comment with us.
Oh, let's go with that.
Yeah,
0-1 on the line. Which number were you calling from? Hi, 4061. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Lewis Gregory. I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing today?
We're blessed. What did you want to chime in on?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What would you like to chime in on?
I was listening to what y'all were saying.
Hmm?
And, I was listening to what y'all were saying. And I just want to say I did 8 years in the Army. I was stationed in Fort Hood, Texas. And I was stationed with Colin Powell for 8 years. And I ended up becoming his secretary. Listen, they all in cahoots together, okay? They got bomb shelters. And if anything go off, they live. All the government can in the UN. They live and you don't. Do you know where your bomb shelter is? Do you know where the nearest one is? Why that's not given to the people, the citizens? Every military person in government knows this except you. Why is that? Because I'm going to tell you something. If Putin sent up a nuclear over here, it's faster than the speed of light. You only have seconds to find out. This is the stuff you need to be finding, and you get to know it. Listen, how can you trust someone for part of things in your life, but then you can't trust for the other? Listen, stop playing. Seek the truth. I'm 52. I was told to seek. Listen and seek for yourself, because we all know who they are, but a lot of us want to be in denial because we're getting paid money. You got people that's getting paid to tell you false information that keep you away from the truth, and they get paid good. You got people who ain't who they are, false identities, all to keep you from the truth. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. The same people who you call your government, if we weren't here, they would kill each other because it's in their nature. So we are it. Quit depending. Who you know that was successful? What race? They depended on their slave masters. We are so sick in our freaking mind, and it's so far gone. That's why I say the blind leading the blind. Because you can't live two lives. You can't serve two gods. You can't serve two ways. Until you leave this crap alone and get up out of here, we're going to always go through this. Because it's written, no race has overcome their slave mind. They had to get the fuck out. And that's reality. Until then, and anybody who don't want to deal with that, they love being a slave. Because you got people that love being slaves. They can't say, well, damn good. I'm old enough to know this. So, and then you got people who just want to talk, just want to run their mouth, but they ain't trying to help you. And if they do, they want the credit. All for the wrong reason. But you know what? If our ancestors, our slave masters, did any stuff we're doing, we would have nothing. We'd all be slaves to this day. We are selfish, ungrateful ass people. To ourselves and everybody else, we so forgiving, this and that. You know what? Y'all need to stop playing with yourself. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you this. Keep following these people. Because you know what? They got you so gone with this money and wealth that when the truth hits, a lot of y'all going to wish y'all could kill yourself. But you ain't going to be able to, because that next life is for eternity. Quit wasting your life for this shit. This is their heaven. Because when they die, I done seen many of my family members against God. And when they died, them angels tore their ass up. They kept trying to come back into their bodies. That's some scary ass shit. And I'm going to tell you something. Y'all need to stop playing. God is real. This shit is real. We too busy worrying about everything that does not matter. That's all I want to say.
Thank you so much. And let me just say to you, thank you so much for your service, first of all. That's amazing. Years 8 years. And bomb shelters. I didn't even think of that, brother. I want to thank you for that.
I remember doing
thank your ancestors. Thank your ancestors. They're the ones to thank. Thank your ancestors and your maker. That's how you think. And do what they want you to do. Do what you've been told to do. Taught this new. Listen, we know the truth. We know right or wrong. All you got to do is do the things you know right. That's it. It's just simple. Life is simple. Quit making it difficult. I'm done. I'm going to listen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
No, I remember being in school, like elementary school, being taught how to do bomb drills and what the shelter so needed. But what would you be? Just an interesting step, you know? I remember when Donald in the school watching from a bar, you know, at, when they when the riots he vote. Started, they got him to safety.
Oh.
He's watching.
Oh, yeah, he came straight to the bunker.
You know, and he provoked it. And that's quite what happens to folks like him in real life. Like, what they do is, and I say real life because it's like, this one side to a story. Right? So it's not making sense. Maybe it is. Maybe we've made this make sense. You never asked why?
Yeah.
Never. It's your ankle. Because you got one. You got one. What is your need to believe and question this gentleman or this person? You know?
Absolutely.
What's in it? Is it feeding a sickness you have? I don't know.
Welcome to WGBR Internet Radio for the Inquisitive Mind and Sophisticated Ear. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is a good moment for a quick music break, and I'm going to play this. I've put this up before, and if you're bored with it, it's a few minutes so you can run yourself a little bathroom break or whatever you got to do. But I just feel I'm in
far down. Chat, this is a big deal. A lot of people. I'm just congrats to St. Peter's basketball team. They've made history and St. Peter's men's basketball team has made history by coming the first 50-seater Elite Eight, upsetting the number 3 seed, Purdue Boilermakers, 67-64 Philadelphia Friday night. That is a big deal for New Jersey. That is a big deal for St. Peter's College. They were the underdog, clearly, and they came back and beat someone that is.
And congratulations. Okay, that's the music break. The process was so interesting. I'm so glad I'm in therapy. That's all I'm going to say.
What?
Therapy. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because I get driven to things, and well, I'm in the process. I'm often fighting the process, and I'm like, why am I doing this? This is for nothing. What is the point?
It's too far too. It's just far too rich in culture, far too rich in knowledge, far too rich in so many things. And watching that, you know, just so much. You know, it's so much abundance, and to be able to see that is.
Yeah, you know, and as I watched that, I was thinking there were just so many other pieces I could have put there. Just so
tons. Many,
you know? But
what inspired the did you select it? What was your, who are you going after?
I think I did it in February. It was the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
We were enslaved, and he was free. He fought for this country, and he was the first. He said to be, obviously, he weren't there, but he was said to be the first to die for this country. And how ironic, Native American. He was the first person to die for this country when British, you know, when we were trying to get, well, not we, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
George Washington, those folk, bought the Tea Party and all. I can't get over when this white man on the subway probably served 19-8 with me all these years. And I think first it was the sass, and you know, been so many other people after him who've done so many amazing things. After our Black History Month in this show, I tried to, you know, reflect on one. And every day it's somebody different. I think I've shown some. So I just ask, you know, long story short, because I dragged you out. But people were remarkable to me, I guess.
And this is to remind us our excellence, correct? This is not to, you know, because sometimes I think we get caught up in trying to qualify.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. It's to remind us. It's because I don't think the others watch the show. And I don't, you know, like, and maybe they do. But I don't take things from the show or Black History Moments or anything like that and post it on their platform and stuff like that. That's not, no. Everything that I do is for us. See yourself and know that nothing weak about us, about you, about us, the people. We are not inferior. because nobody weak could have survived and done things that were done. Every invention done by a black man or woman, every first, look at the evidence. Look at what's happening with playing out before us. Look at what they're putting this highly educated, the law, extraordinary person with an extraordinary American history. This person, look at what they're putting her through today.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what our enslaved ancestors went through and still survived. And there were no laws to protect. Sure. I couldn't say sure. If there weren't certain laws, I would not be surprised if some of those people who were so disrespectful didn't, to me, in my mind, the words, you may as well walk in front of her and spit in her face. Slander, those kind of things that were going on with our ancestors and people who did extraordinary things, intelligent, highly intelligent people. Sometimes people would allow their dogs to drink out of those fountains in front of a black person. So it's just important to me, I think, that because of some of the things I do and what I'm feeling as I'm doing it, that particular little show myself and hopefully remind others of who we are, of who I am, of who you are, of who we've always been. It's just important to put those images out there. And with that song and with those voices, you got Bill Moore, you got Anita, you got Freddie Jackson, you got Stevie Wonder. You know, I believe Dionne Warwick is in on that song. You can hear those voices, those legendary voices, singing our anthem to those pictures. And I feel like I should do a whole new one with some up faces that I do. But I'm going to get my more work right now. Yeah.
Miss Matthew is
on
very,
fire.
Very, very. Mm-hmm.
She's slavery. We were forced to do plenty to build this country. Pals. Did y'all see the film, The Men Who Built America? It aired on the History Channel some years back. In it, you get the gist that even though humans were kidnapped and forced to build the country, yet because they were the first, they were the ones doing the forcing, their mind, they built the country. How is in history book, 1492 to present, quiet college reading for yours truly, one brave man to research as he did, let alone document it. It feels like they reward their mediocrity, yet conversely scorn our academia, warped assessing indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that, therein lies the hate and fear. If you have two people, one you get every opportunity to see, you send to the best school, you make sure that they have the finest clothing, you give them positive reinforcement, you know, you encourage them, feed them the best food, you treat them well, you massage them, give them riches and glory, and then you put them to task. The other, you give them enough to survive, and you tell them they're lucky to be here, that they're really inferior, and you give them a bare minimum education. You can't eat high off the hog. I'll give you the guts, you know. That poor one that you treated so poorly ends up giving you the calculation to put the first man on the moon. while the rich one is trying to figure it out. Well, if you're smart, you embrace that one that was poor, and you think to yourself, well, if I empower them and give them all the support they need, how much further can they take us? They got us to the moon. They got us so much. I know it doesn't, but I said if they were smart, they would encourage them. They would groom that. They would love that because where we could take them, we all together.
Because all it does is, and I'm glad you said it just that way. Because those type of individual personalities, right, in group, let's just make them singular. They have no vision, and they cannot see past their nose. So all that does make them feel less than what they are, lack. And every time they feel lack, take on others too. Because they won't acknowledge it. They can't acknowledge it because acknowledge it would have to mean that years, centuries of all the shit that you said would have to stop, would have to cease. You were wrong. They can't afford that.
Right? And that's where we are now. That's why they're trying to turn for the government. Because able to do things fairly, God forbid, in this country. One vote, one person, one vote, one man, one woman, one vote. Kill themselves, kill each other, and to kill everybody else, too.
That's unfortunate, and that's biblical. There's been all kinds of blood all over that Bible, you know. It's interesting. Very, very interesting how you will burn the house down as opposed to stop your heretics.
Mm-hmm.
You see it coming. You see it coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the outcome is to go to jail. You're just going to go to jail because they will get you.
Yeah. But it's also like I say, you know, And she's standing up who and what she believes in, being worthy of the bullet. And they are mad bullets at her. And she's worthy. Go ahead. Slings and arrows. Slings and arrows.
Episode, all of the family, when Archie and Nene had locked the basement of Archie's bar. What Archie shared about his father, yeah, that part. Destructive denotes a win for them.
Yeah, it depends on what you call winning, you know? I don't see it as winning when you hold back, you retain instead of progress.
Well, some people, let me tell you something. There are a lot of people that are wired to stay mediocre.
I get that.
Front.
I get that.
I mean, And the idea of them growing, developing, doing something different scares living Jesus out of them. Seriously.
Yes, I believe
you know,
that. They'd
rather burn the house down than to grow. They'd rather burn the house down than to address mental health issues. They'd rather burn the house down than to talk straight.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks like that.
Which is why the Republicans do not want to confirm this woman. I've been seeing reports that she's going to be confirmed, but I don't know. I don't know how that's going to happen the way the Republicans have all been voting together on all this nonsense. No, 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 no clean water, no restructured highways, no books in schools, no lunch for the children, take the lunch back. Let's completely fuck the postal service. We don't want to help anybody. No, not. Everything you want to do, no. So, And then you have what's his face and what's a snot, leaning with the Republicans and everything. I want to see Manchin in the cinema, what they're going to do. Because they act like they're Republican and Democrat clothing. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, sometimes people will say that they're one thing, just any relationship. I ever tell you I dated somebody for 4 years. And because I didn't drink, how you think black and us? Because I didn't drink, she didn't drink the whole time we were together. We went out, party, did whatever. And at the 4 year mark, she sat down with me and said, we out for dinner. She said, I have to tell you something. I was like, okay, what's that? She said, I drink. I said, what do you mean you drink? What do you mean? I drink. I drink alcohol. I said, okay, you don't have a drink. Fuck, I, you know, have a drink. Why are you telling me now? It's got to be that serious that you drink. Well, honey, sometimes I had to carry home. I was like, you drink. So, obviously, that didn't work out. We lasted another year, but that's my thing, you know? That's my thing. However, she sent a great representative. And she's still, I think, a great, great human being. But she had to go through. And this is what I think some politicians do, all of them. They're that. And, you know, for the most part, they may be some of this and maybe some of that. But this other girl, I can't think of her name. I can't think of her name, but she was running for president as a Democrat. And she's a straight up Trumper. Can't think of her name. Gabbard is her last name, I think.
So Manchin announced Friday that he will vote for Judge Ketanji Jackson to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Senator confirmed Jackson's nomination by April 8th. If confirmed, Jackson will be the first black woman to take a seat in the nation's highest court. Jackson's nomination heads next to the vote on the Judiciary Committee that's slated to take place Monday, April 4th. And although Democrats hope to consider Jackson's nomination as soon as Monday, March 28th.
That'd be great. That's something that we need that.
Any thoughts on Manchin? Out of all of them, saying,
I think that good.
Yeah, but he's been interesting the whole time.
He's been a problem.
So what will make him? He'd be the first I would think.
Yes, Tulsi Gabbard was her name. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Yep. She's one of them, and she's running for president. Yep. Yep. Right. Thank you, Black Economist. he got the Democrats in his state to elect him. He has to do something to persuade them that he's a Democrat. Yes, something, because everything he's been doing has been contrary. I have to wait and see. But he reminds me of a situation when I was, this is in the 90s, I had a coworker whose husband used to beat her. He was mean to her. He cheated on her. He dragged her. He was just cool at all. And one day she came in to work with this really beautiful dress on, a really beautiful whatever, frock. And I was like, oh, that's a cute dress. No, my husband bought this for me. And I was like, so great, cool. And, you know, I was like, I'm so glad he did that for you. And one of our other coworkers, because we were like the three of us, maybe there were four of us, that was like a little crew we hung out together. And one of the other women in the crew said, you even have to throw a dog a bone every now and then. Ring for me. I don't know how I made my other friends go with the dress. Because I thought, oh, that's nice. I bought her a dress. Maybe she's turning around. But my friend, she said, mm-mm. You even got to throw a dog a bone every now and then. And so maybe this will be Manchin throwing his voters home. Because with his inner star, he's really been cold and not green energy. And you're right, he has become a pivotal vote in the evenly divided Senate, as he often sides with Republicans, and his opposition could have blocked Judge Jackson. That's absolutely true. So I think that this could be, and I'm hoping that this is the bone that he, at least one of them, because there's a few more things that need to happen.
Manchin has become a pivotal vote in the evenly divided Senate, as he often sides with Republicans. His opposition could have blocked Judge Jackson.
Any Democrat, anyone going the other way, will stop it, because not one fucking Republican, excuse me, Mom, I see you listening, but I'm upset. But not one of them, you know, is talking about doing the right thing. And
Manchin asked Jackson, a wide array of experiences the judicial system provides a unique perspective that she would bring to the court. His quote was, I am confident Judge Jackson is supremely qualified and has a position necessary to serve our nation's next Supreme Court justice, he wrote. And of course, Lindsey Graham, Josh Hart, we have Josh, and Ted blasted Ted Cruz atrociously behaved.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard of some of them as friends. Like, that was, wasn't that strike you as interesting?
Well, I'll say this, and it's very true. Very well could be. There are people that can separate business and friendship. He may actually be friends. You know, it's personal.
But you know what? Some of the legislation is. I'm not in that seat.
And like, I forget the guy's name, it'll come to me. But what he said was, we call racism, others call it their point of view, which they are entitled. They're entitled to think they are superior. They're entitled to think they are X, Y, and Z. Us knowing different and behaving differently because of it, and knowing that it sounds like the most outrageous thing ever said and felt, doesn't make them not know it or think, I mean, doesn't make them not think it any less. You know, it's like, I can think I'm superior. I can, according to them, you know. That doesn't, we can look at that and go, oh, you're kidding me? You know? But there's still a large population that's going to think that, you know? We just have to know better and not fall the banana in the tailpipe.
Black Anonymous asks, you guys hear about Senator Mike Braun and him saying that the law in relation to interracial marriage should be left to the states, Loving v. Virginia happened. I had not heard about that, but it doesn't surprise me that the, you know, this is another one of those amendments, one of those federal laws. They're either racist, homophobic, misogynistic, you know, want to make it so that the country does not have to uphold laws. That in the states, they can be as racist, homophobic, misogynistic, transphobic, whatever it is they want to control people's lives and tell them how they can and cannot live. And I just think it's disgusting. Braun tried to think it's par for the course of what's going on in the country right now.
The only two things Braun has been famous for is when he gets, he backpedals on lies. That's it. He'll put stuff out there, dangle it, talk about it, and then he gets pressed. He lies back, always.
Yeah.
That's been his problem.
U.S. Senator Mike Braun has walked back his claim that the Supreme Court should not have legalized interracial marriage, saying he misunderstood the question he was asked. But you know what? This is the thing. While LGBT rights, trans rights, and all that stuff is being, you know, eventually it'll get back to you, whoever you are. Because this country has a history of being anti-Jew, anti-Polish, anti-Italian, anti-Japanese. They're going to come for you eventually if we don't stand up for one another.
Several times in more than one way. And he did not. There's no way he misunderstood the question. But, you know, there's famous things that you can say, you know, that kind of make it look, oops, my bad, legally, you know. But no, no way he misunderstood that, you know. You know, he elaborated too much on his point of view.
I missed that. I'm glad I did.
It wasn't just one statement, one sentence. He elaborated on his point of view. You misunderstood it.
I did.
Understood fully. He answered what he wanted to answer. And like usually when he gets pressed, he lies or he backs up and say it didn't happen. Or he gets, oh.
Oh, man. Well,
people, take care of your mental health. Your mental health.
Self-care.
Self-care, we talk about it all the time on the show. You do not practice self-care until before your hair falls out.
Exactly. Said he lasted. He lasted. Senator Braun, the Americans should be outraged after states pocketed COVID-19 relief cash. The other thing, we talked about the celebration of life and birthdays for Dr. Khan, for Stephanie Mills, Mr. Franklin, Diana Ross, and I forgot.
Walkie-talkie.
I forgot walkie-talkie. Got to throw her picture up there. That's my grandma.
Oh my goodness.
It's
amazing picture.
One of my favorite pictures of my grandma. Yeah.
Your grandmother was bad.
Yes, my girl.
You know, personality.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to pull down the picture of you and her. And oh, that's my favorite right now. I'll find that picture. My grandmother is turning 101. And we'll be celebrating her on tomorrow. Where's my picture? Put it up next time, I guess, if I can find it now. Yeah, walkie-talkie. She ain't walking like she used to, but she's still walking. And Lord knows she talking.
Thank God. Oh, amazing. 101.
Yeah.
101, you have your faculties. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, does she still have her faculties? She doesn't she does not skip a beat.
That's what's so wonderful about it, because you're still able to hold conversations. Shoot, I know people in their 60s that don't make no sense. And seriously, you have somebody 41 years older that, you know, like.
You said there's people in their 50s that.
Fundamentals intact. You know, yeah, 50s and 50s and 60s, you know, like their fundamentals are in. She's 41 years or 51 years older and can remember stuff. You know, and can talk to you about have a conversation about history and you know, her day in her feisty way, which I love.
Yes.
You know, and you got people that can't remember last week or 5 seconds, a conversation you had with them 5 seconds prior to that.
Exactly. Yeah. My grandmother, she can remember it all. She will talk about it all. She will tell you about the future. Her favorite singer right now is Beyonce. She loves Beyonce. She thinks She thinks Beyonce is the most fly thing.
Nice.
Loves her some bae. Yep.
Nice, nice.
That's my girl.
101 years old. God bless her.
I know.
Continue to bless her.
Amazing.
And she's a hoot.
Yes, so we're having a little Zoom party for her tomorrow. And
now who's getting on her Zoom and helping her do that? Does she know how to do the Zoom?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm gonna be at her house with her. I found my picture I was looking for.
Walketh talketh.
My grandmother's a snack. Respectfully. You know what? My grandma. Thank you, Loretta. Squeezes and hugs. Happy birthday to Javon's grandma. Happy birthday to her. I will let her know. Here is a recent picture of her. Let me pull it up. It's one of my faves these days. Actually, give me a hot second, y'all.
Hot second.
Here we go. Here it comes. This was maybe 2.5 years ago at my dad's funeral.
Oh, yay. I love this.
Chilling with Monifa and Terezi Poo. It's too bad we didn't catch her shoes in this picture, because she was blinged out all the way through.
What?
She had the bling on the slippers.
Awesome.
We have another call. It'll be the last call of the day because we're almost out of time. So please say hello quickly. 5610 are the last 4 digits of your number.
Hello. My name is Big Me. Tell you that, Therese, darling, it's been a while since we've been in each other's company. This is Big Me, honey.
All right, now.
Listen, I'm listening to you guys, and I wanted to put this out there because I know we're in thralls. We're dealing with the politics of this country and trying to get Miss KBJ nominated and confirmed. But one of the things I wanted to consider is we as black folks need to put pressure on the Congressional Black Caucus. We hear a lot of people who are saying, you know, we need to stand together and this, that, and the other. But we have a number of prominent black folks who are already elected that we have to make sure that they utilize their power collectively so that we can galvanize and move forward so that we can get the things that we say we need done, especially for us who are LGBT. We have a lot of alphabet children, honey, who have a little piece of power but do not have the numbers of power behind it so that their power can flourish. What we have to do is put pressure on all of our representatives who are in that CBC so that they can do the work that we say they're supposed to do. We hear them all the time bitch moaning and complaining about a few things. But they're not there in the numbers that we need to have them there on specific issues. And right now, the way how the Republicans are coming down on Ms. KBJ, Justice KBJ, with this ridiculous line of questioning that they're doing, that there, everybody should have been hitting up on all of the social media platforms. All of the CBC should have been saying, listen, you know, blah, blah, blah. For those who are trying to come against her character, I just listened to Boyce Watkins say some ridiculousness out of his mouth just earlier this morning about her character, and I don't think she's going to push the thing forward for black folks and blah, blah, blah. And it comes down to what do we as black folks say that we want? Because we always say there ain't nobody there for us, but did we ever put out and say what it is that we want specifically that details our needs and what it is that we want? And for those who are listening who say that I may be out of touch, I want you to go and look at everything that we have put up and said out front. We have not been specific about what we need. It's been very general, and there's been one person saying this, one person saying that. We need to get the slate together and do this the right way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. You are so right. And one of the things that we've been talking about on this show is not only that, we didn't really discuss it today, but one of the things that we continuously stress is that we should try to get people within our communities that we know, people that we know and that we trust, to run for office as well. That's the other thing. That's where the power is as well. Getting people in office that look like us, that believe in us, that will work for us, people that we believe will do that. But you're absolutely right. We should put them, you know, to task. And, you know, Big Meech, I don't know you personally, but I love your energy.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And I hope you listen, call in, and hook up with us again soon.
Y'all see me on the Facebook. I'm Demetrius Dennis Taylor. We've been, like I said, we've been in each other's company, Therese, during the R&B Diva days and all of that jazz.
I know who you are. I recognize the voice.
After
you said
your
name.
Okay.
No, it's Devon that's asking.
So I come in when I can and carry on, but I just want to, I heard you guys and I wanted to make that point because those who are up there, you know, they're either retiring or they're dying off, and we have not seen who they have groomed to come into, you know, to take over the shoes. So who are we grooming? Who are we, if we don't like Republicans or Democrats, remember when we used to have the black slate? Those are people that were already vetted and said, these are the folks who we say that's going to be for black cause. We don't even have that anymore. So we need to exercise that thing while we are learning politics and learning how to use our voices, learning how to get into the local scene, because that's what your real power is on the local scene. So, yeah, we have a lot of work to do, but I think we just need to better educate ourselves and understand what the power structure is and understand that we do have the power.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you, baby.
Thank you. And
hearing from you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening, for tuning in, for chilling. I'm going to the dentist right now, so pray for me. talk to y'all later.
Great weekend, guys. And ladies, find another Michelle Alexander. Please interview her. Y'all, it seems certain voices have been neutralized or out of silent or public in this context. Aha, Michelle Alexander.
Everybody stay safe.
I'm Frederica Ponte, and you're watching The Basement with Javon and Therese.
I am Jensen Atwood, and you are watching In The Basement with Javon and Therese.
One take. Thank you, Jensen.
Loved it.
Hi, I'm Rodney. You're watching The Basement. Stay tuned.
Okay.
The Basement.
All right.
Javon and Therese.
Hey, this is Leon. That's right, Leon, from some of your favorite movies. And I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here with me. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard
somebody say, but it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
Oh, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some perfume. I'll definitely get an address. I'll send y'all some.
You can send me some cologne, cause
I mean,
you
know. Cologne. Yeah.
I
just
in
that.
Case I should meet
Shaka
Khan, I
want to
smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
well,
you.
Thank you. Just for that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.